one bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket.
One broken programmer.
I'm being broken.
One hillbilly.
Hey, yo, son, come on back.
Live from the internet, it's Bucket Radio.
I may be going to hell in a bucket, babe, but at least I'm enjoying the ride.
Morning.
Morning.
What you got?
We got lobster thermidor au crevette with a mayonnaise sauce served in a provincial manner with chandelots and aubergines garnished with a truffle pate brandy with a fried egg on top and an onion ring.
Bleh.
What do you mean, bleh?
I don't like onion rings. You're listening to Radio Onion Ring.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Your day sounds better with
IRN,
the Internet Radio Network.
Hi, this is Grant from Throwing Toasters, and you're listening to Dementia Radio here on the internet. Hey, stop looking at that naughty webpage. Get back to listening to some good demented music only on Dementia Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fabulous episode of The Fun Zone. I am your host, Bryn Loudon, and today we are doing our post-mortem on the 4th of July, because it is Sunday, July the... what is it? What even is today? July the 6th. So we are well past July the 4th, Independence Day, for those who live in America. I don't know. I'm not too terribly keen on the whole 4th of July thing. Maybe I'm just a wet blanket. I don't know. I just kind of have a problem with, celebrating a country that is built on the backs of slaves and indigenous people who got treated very badly. And so I don't know. When I think of the 4th of July, I don't think of brats and fireworks and things like that. I think of kind of a lot more... subdued stuff. I'm often sort of in a state of reflection on the 4th of July, and I thought, man, what do I do? Because it is a themed holiday, and I could play songs about America and how great it is, and then I realized, wait, I don't have to do that. I could play some songs about America and how sometimes it's not always the best and greatest place in the world to live. I don't know. Maybe you have opposing views. And if that is you, I don't know. Tonight's show might not be for you. But I figured I'd play at least a couple songs about this great land in which we live. So here is the first song. I tried to make my very own version of this, but unfortunately I just didn't have enough time. I was going to insert funny sound effects and whatnot, but I just ran out of time. I was actually working on it, and then the alarm went off, and I'm like, well, I have to abandon that. So I found just a plain old boring censored version, but here is the song from the movie Team America World Police, and it's called America F Yeah. The radio version.
America, America,
America.
America, yeah.
yeah. The Alamo, yeah. Band-Aid, yeah. Las Vegas, yeah. Christmas, yeah. Immigrant, yeah. Popeye, yeah. Democrat, yeah. Republican, fucking shit. Books.
It's been 2 weeks since I talked to she. Raised the turf and now he wants to ghost me. 5 days she's my last degree. Saying why won't this country's come back and see me? 3 days since we inked the deal. I posted a tweet that everything was repealed. Yesterday he seems I overstepped. It'll still be 2 weeks cause that was just a concept. Hold it, now I'm calling Fox News so I can get schmooze. They think they're talking to Jesus Christ. They come and master kiss my ass, although I think it's kinda Christ. They sell my crypto to the Saudis so it's overpriced. JD is acting like a big grouch. He hates my new couch because it's covered in plastic. Now Christy's doing cosplay. I hope that's hairspray. She's getting so enthusiastic. Gotta leave a weave so I deceive the most naive and they believe I like Latinos cause they make the best burritos. They roll the dice and now their sides to be precise. You pay the price cause they're so violent they're going incognito.
How can I help it? I'm a lover eating up your face. Trying hard not to smile though in your case. I'm the kind of guy that sleeps at a funeral. Smell the bouquet from my pants. You soon will. I have a tendency to try to storm the Capitol. I have a history of sexual assault.
It's been 2 weeks since I talked to she. Raised the turf and now he wants to ghost me. 5 days is my last decree. Saying why won't this country's come back and see me? 3 days since we inked the deal. I posted a tweet that everything was repealed. Yesterday he seems I overstepped. It'll still be 2 weeks cause that was just a concept. Tickety taco, they say I'm chicken. They want a health plan and the clock is ticking. Watching Fox News from the White House. Hey, where is my spouse? I think I'll go and try on her blouse. Lauren both bridges like candy. She gets real handy when you take a Beetlejuice sing. Marv Gaye talking to his brain worm. Just watch his sperm squirm. I think the worm is reproducing. Gonna lob a bomb onto Iran. Then I began on my orange fan. I saw my face and always looking pale and insane. Gotta take Ivanka for a spin. It's either Epstein or my kid. Underage friends always make me think the wrong thing.
How can I help it? I'm a lover eating up your face. Trying hard not to smile though in your case. I'm the kind of guy that sleeps at a funeral. Smell the bouquet from my pants, you soon will. I have a tendency to try to storm the Capitol. I have a history of sexual assault.
It's been 2 weeks since I talked to she. Raised the turf and now he wants to ghost me. 5 days is my last decree. Saying why won't this country come back and see me? 3 days since we inked the deal. I posted the truth that everything was repealed. Yesterday he seems I overstepped. It'll still be 2 weeks cause that was just a concept. It'll still be 2 weeks cause that was just a concept. It'll still be 2 weeks cause that was just a concept. Gotta bring up some eggs if you want an omelet.
All right. Well, there you go. That was Patrick Fitzgerald with 2 weeks Donald Trump Bare Naked Ladies parody. And before that, we heard Team America World Peace with America. F yeah. And it is the 4th of July weekend here as I'm recording this. So I'm just kind of doing a little tongue in cheek show about America. If you have a request, you could send it my way by sending an email to mail@funzone.show. That is mail@funzone.show. And if I don't play your song in this show, I'll probably play it somewhere. So, you know, just send it to me anyway, and maybe I'll squeeze that in somewhere.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Immigration, illegal immigration. Give us all your tired and your poor. If you're from Cambodia, we're here to say hello to ya. Mexicans and Taliban, Al-Qaeda from Afghanistan. America can be your land, just cross the border. Immigration all across the nation, the only way to hire cheaper help. The president will let it go till no one's left in Mexico. With amnesty, we will see hospitals in bankruptcy. Medicare, nothing there. Don't drink the water. Press 1 for English, 2 to speak in Spanish, 3 for those who don't know either one. The man who mows and cuts my grass told me to take a Spanish class. Say hola, that means hello. Don't say one, say uno. Please forget the Alamo. Give us Texas. I have a neighbor who rented an apartment. There's 50 people living in one room. 4 sleep on the kitchen floor, 6 behind the bathroom door. In the bedroom, 32. The cabinet has got a few. Refrigerator, there are 2. And 1 sleeps standing. Immigration.
Okay, I'm going to cut this song short because it's not the song that I thought it was. But, you know, it's just kind of funny that people who are so anti-immigration will go down to Home Depot and hire people to work in their yards, and yet they are the first ones to complain about illegal immigrants. That's all I've got to say on that issue. You know why they do that sort of thing? It's because they can.
I came home late one evening, but to rest my weary ass, I went to draw my bath and found that they'd cut off my gas. I paid them all they asked for, 3 times what was due. When would they come and turn it on? They said a week or 2. I cried, how can I cook my food or wash my dirty head? Why must you be so heartless? And this is what they said. Because we can, because we can. We got all the balls available to modern man. Oh, how we love to screw ya. And we're gonna run it through ya. Now we're sticking it right to ya, cause we can. The accident was not my fault, so said the police report. We couldn't settle, so we took the other guy to court. I won the trial and the appeal, but still no money came. And so I called up the insurer of the clown who was to blame. I cried, your stalling tactics have nearly bled me dry. Why must you be so stingy? And this was his reply. Because we can, because we can. We got all the balls available to modern man. Oh, how we love to screw ya. We're gonna run it through ya. Now we're sticking it right to ya, cause we can. We hold the cards, we own the air, and we don't care, cause we don't have to. Someday we'll band together, everybody who's been schlonged, and boycott all the bastards and the dogs that done us wrong. The profits will go south, and all their stockholders will scream. The SOBs will all go bankrupt. Ah, what a lovely dream. They'll cry, now we are ruined, all our money's drained away. Oh, why are you doing this? And this is what we'll say. Because we can, because we can. You had all the balls available to modern man. Now it's our turn to screw ya, and we're gonna run it through ya, and we're sticking it right to ya, man, oh man. Let this be a lesson to ya, 'cause we can.
Here comes another winter, boy, are we surprised. We, the oil companies, are short on our supplies. Whoops, we forgot, you're gonna need some heat. If you want the oil we got, we're gonna gouge you till you bleed. Hey!
Gouge them till they bleed, boys, gouge them till they bleed. Double all the prices on the stuff they really need.
Turn off the faucets in a few refineries. When the people start to panic, we can gouge them till they bleed.
Hey!
For too many years we've been generous and fair. Our profits have been modest, a trillion here and there. But now we got it right, what a great epiphany. Why should we be nice when we can gouge them till they bleed?
Hey! Gouge them till they bleed, boys, gouge them till they bleed. Double all the prices on the stuff they really need.
Sorry for the pain when you buy your gasoline, but our profits are insane when we gouge you till you bleed.
Hey!
Well, are you feeling poor? Do you think we're being mean? Then leave your motor car sitting empty in the street. Let the furnace die and watch your family freeze. Or take it with a smile while we gouge you till you bleed.
Hey! They bleed, boys, gouge until they bleed. Double all the prices on the stuff they really need.
Like the medicine you buy at your local pharmacy. If you wanna stay alive, we're gonna gouge you till you bleed. People are so innocent, so easy to be fooled. We own the politicians and the television news. The emperor's new clothes, that's a book we love to read. And our naked motivation is to gouge you till you bleed.
Gouge them till they bleed, boys, gouge them till they bleed. Double all the prices on the stuff they really need.
It's party time in the oil industry. When the market is chaotic, we can gouge you till you bleed. Fishermen and farmers, truckers on the road, families and children carrying the load. Have a happy holiday, now I guess you know. We really got you by the ho, ho, ho.
Gouge them till they bleed, boys, gouge them till they bleed. Double all the prices on the stuff they really need.
Blame it on the bums over in the Middle East, but we're all having fun when we gouge you till you bleed.
Hey!
You know, this country is founded on one major thing, and that is the consumption of oil. That's what Americans are really for, is to spend money on fuel.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate. They're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Here we go now.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude.
For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. To fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
For a place to attack, why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Everybody!
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back row romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. It's gonna be a great fight. Should only take a fortnight to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
This song is about patriotism.
Glide on, mighty pterodactyl, on the winds of American pride. Step up to serve your country hundreds of years after you die. Well, they say that you were greenish, but I reckon that ain't true. If you trod upon the heartland, you must have been red, white, and blue. Head so high, gonna bite the sky. American dinosaurs, cry freedom echoes in your roars. In caves and riverbeds, in soil where you bled, our nation. Noah had a reason for keeping you off the ark, 'cause he knew you'd burrow in the earth and fuel American cars. And I think about your sacrifice as I power up my rig. Chosen lizards of this land, Plotticus makes angels in the pure Montana snow. Tyrannosaurs visit Graceland, and over raptors egg DC. Ichthyosaurs play swim up blackjack in the Nevada's desert sea. A carbon date with destiny. Shitting glory on Iraq. Take back what is rightfully yours. American dinosaurs. Mesoheroic patrons wars. Over hills and on the plains. God bless you.
Oh,
All right, you guys might remember this little bit of internet culture from way back in the day. I'm about to make some of you guys feel kind of old. Do you guys remember jibjab.com? I don't even know if that still exists anymore. They had a funny little parody of "This land is your land, this land is my land," and they had President George Bush Jr. And John Kerry. And that tells you about when this was made, singing the original Woody Guthrie song, but with a very weird twist on it.
Jibjab!
Boy, this takes me back. This takes me way back! Way back into time!
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm a Texas tiger. You're a liberal wiener. I'm a great crusader. You're a Herman Munster. This land will surely vote for me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm an intellectual. You're a stupid dumbass. I'm a Purple Heart winner. And yes, it's true, I won it thrice. This land will surely vote for me.
You have more waffles than a house of pancakes. You offer flip-flops, I offer tax breaks. You're a UN pussy, and yes, it's true that I kick ass. Ha! This land will surely vote for me.
You can't say nuclear, that really scares me. Sometimes a brain can come in quite handy, but it's not gonna help you, because I won 3 Purple Hearts. This land will surely vote for me.
You're a liberal sissy.
You're a right-wing nut job.
You're a pinko commie.
You're dumb as a doorknob.
Hey, you got that Botox.
But I still won 3 Purple Hearts.
This land will surely vote for me.
This land was my land,
but now it's our land.
From California to the New York Isle. What I do?
From the liberal wieners
to the right-wing nut jobs.
This land belongs.
This land belongs.
This land belongs to you and me.
Yeah. Oh, and Dick Cheney, too.
I love that. And that was made with that really, 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 really bad Flash animation. Oh, man. That was like, what, 2007, 2006, somewhere in there? Oh, boy. How about some more Judge W. Bush?
Oh,
Judge George.
Let me talk about duty.
Why?
Because it needs to get done.
This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. We should do it now. Do it. Do it well. Feels good, do it. Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Yeah, I'm talking about a massive situation. Let me just put it to you this way. The situation could hardly get worse.
You know how I know?
I feel this terrible sadness.
Is there hope for me? Do I have a chance? And frankly, to you?
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
A great
duty has been done.
This has required extended duty. Sometimes duty is hard.
Where there is suffering, there is duty.
America's duty is familiar.
We accept that duty in our time.
We must keep our focus. We must do our duty.
His purpose is achieved in our duty. And our duty is fulfilled in service to one another.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Do our duty.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty. do our duty.
Well, don't forget to do your duty and subscribe to the Fun Zone podcast. You can go to the Fun Zone website by going to funzone.show. How many times do you guys think I could say Fun Zone in one sentence? What do you think? All right. So somebody in the chat room said that the first time they ever heard of Jib Jab, that's where they heard. Let me just rewind. Somebody said that they heard about Austin Lounge Lizards from the Jib Jab website, and there's a great song by them about America, and I think we got to play it.
You say the last elections didn't turn out like you planned. You're feeling blue and clueless, you just don't understand. You're sad and sulky, somber, sullen, moping and morose. You're woeful, doleful, weak and weary, semi-comatose. You stare at your computer screen, devoid of joy and hope. You're so depressed you can't get dressed, you're noosing up a rope. But just remind yourself when you can't stand it anymore that we've been through some crappy times before. We've been through some crappy times before. Slavery, unbridled knavery, and the Civil War. Don't stop caring, stop despairing, get up off the floor. 'Cause we've been through some crappy times before. Intolerable intolerance has swept across the land. The gospel-thumping homophobes have got the upper hand. They're peeping through the windows and they're creeping through the door. But we've been through some crappy times before. We've been through some crappy times before. McCarthyism, prohibition, and the world wars. We're up the creek, the boat is leaking, still we'll reach the shore. 'Cause we've been through some crappy times before. Though we hear reassurances that everything is fine, it's been a while since we've heard a canary in this mine. Just when you think it's really bad, it gets a little worse. But keep on looking forward, though we're going in reverse. You shout out that the emperor's not wearing any clothes. He lies so much that you could hang your laundry from his nose. The fox is in the hen house and the wolf is at the door. But we've been through some crappy times before. We've been through some crappy times before. Indiscretions, floods, depressions, Vietnam and more. The sun has set, but don't forget, another day's in store. 'Cause we've been through some crappy times before. Yes, we've been through some crappy times before. Yes, we've been through some crappy times.
When you're inside a voting booth, do you get real depressed? You can't decide which candidate is better than the rest. You'd settle for the lesser of two evils, but you're stuck. So nowadays you'd settle for just one that doesn't suck. It's the one that doesn't suck so bad. That's who I'm voting for. The one that doesn't suck so bad. Nowadays, who can ask for more? Let your country hear your voice. Hold your nose and make your choice for the one that doesn't suck so bad. That's who I'm voting for. Because it's the American way. They raise a ton of money through those special interest PACs, then spend it on commercials filled with personal attacks. Washington and Lincoln were the kind we used to hail. Hey, I'll take one who hasn't been indicted or in jail. It's the one that doesn't suck so bad. That's who I'm voting for. The one that doesn't suck so bad. Nowadays, who can ask for more? I've seen every candidate. I'll be candid, no one's great, but it's the one that doesn't suck so bad. That's who I'm voting for. It's the one that doesn't suck so bad. That's who I'm voting for. The one that doesn't suck so bad. Never mind, rotten to the core. Pull the lever, let's begin. May the least offensive win, 'cause it's the one that doesn't suck so bad. That's who I'm voting for.
So get out there and vote! Unless you're busy.
All right, well, you know who I would like to see run for president? I think you guys can guess. Yes, he's a long-haired guy that plays an accordion. You've pegged me. You pegged me. You got me pegged. Weird Al for president. That's who I'd like to see run our country. I forgot about this thing at the beginning.
Vote for him and you'll see. Happy days will be here again. That's Al's guarantee. Weird Al Yankovic for president. Let's shout hip hip hooray. With Weird Al Yankovic as president, we'll rebuild the USA.
There'll be less unemployment, more enjoyment of the life we Americans have come to love. The stock market will rebound, and the crime rate will go down. We'll have good relations with other nations, but we'll stand our ground, won't be pushed around. We'll do the polka round and round as oil prices come back down.
Weird Al Yankovic for president. Vote for him and you'll see. Happy days will be here again. That's Al's guarantee. Weird Al Yankovic for president. Let's shout hip hip hooray. With Weird Al Yankovic as president, we'll rebuild the USA.
Yes, fellow Americans, Weird Al Yankovic will combine the strongest points of the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties into one super party, the Parody Party, and will get the United States of America back on its feet again. We might even be able to pay off the national debt. What's that you say? No way? With W-A-Y, there is a way.
Don't wanna be an American idiot.
It's very weird hearing the original version of that song, because usually I play Weird Al Yankovic's Canadian Idiot version. But anyway, there you go. That was Green Day with American Idiot. Before that, we heard Weird Al Yankovic for President. And unfortunately, I don't have the name of the artist of that song in my head, nor on the actual file, so I'm going to have to look that up later and put it on the playlist, which you can find at funzone.show. And then before that, we heard Barry Mitchell with The One That Doesn't Suck So Bad. We're playing songs about America because we are just a couple of days post-Independence Day, and I don't really feel very much like celebrating right now. I wonder why.
As the language from the White House gets increasingly Orwellian, we all need to speak up as we proceed with our rebellion. Like with this insanely awful budget, let's not repeat the name they use to fudge it. Call it a big, brazen, barbarous bill of baloney, a penny-pinching, padded piece of parsimony, putting the poor in precarious peril, while our shredded economy goes over the barrel, an assault on the working and middle classes, which those schmucks can stick up their assets. There's so much in this bill to floor us. The logic behind it is false and porous, and though every day I could write another chorus, I've used up all the words of my thesaurus.
And that song was requested by Blacksmith in our chat room. You can join me there by going to twitch.tv/funzoneshow every Sunday night from 7 until whenever we decide to stop Central. So we have a request from Jaden. They wanted to hear this one from a musical called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. And this song is called The Corrupt Bargain.
And now, an explanation of The Corrupt Bargain, which took place in the back halls of Washington while no one was watching. John Calhoun says,
we need to find a scheme to keep the power in the hands of the chosen few.
John Quincy Adams says,
if my dad was president, I should get to be president.
Says,
I'll make you president if you make me Secretary of State.
Alexis de Tocqueville says something in French that none of us can translate.
Woo!
Do 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 do. All you educated people, you can talk of liberty, but do you really want the American people running their own country?
If you don't try to take away my slaves,
Henry Clay says,
you'll get Missouri cause I know how to play real politic.
James Madison said something prescient about this, but he was kind of a dick. Let's dance. You can compromise all you want, they're still drunk and smell like pee. Do you really want America run by a man from Tennessee? John Quincy Adams,
the people are stupid.
Henry Clay,
they can all go rot.
John Calhoun,
they're lame.
Quincy Adams,
they suck.
Henry Clay,
Jackson's a total twat.
John Calhoun,
these guys are idiots, but it's Jackson who's a real threat.
I'm sure Michel Foucault would have an opinion, but he hasn't been born yet. Jackson is a loser. Jackson is a loser. Jackson is a loser.
I love that. All right. That was a song from a musical called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, called The Corrupt Bargain. And that was requested by Jaden. This is another request that they said that would go really well after. This is from Jimmy Fallon. It's a parody of You'll Be Back.
I am Jimmy Fallon. I'm about to sing You'll Be Back from the hit musical Hamilton. Now, obviously, I'm not a Broadway star, but I am classically trained. By that, I mean I was trained by vocal coach Ed Classically, who actually Classicali. That's another pronunciation. He works out of his mother's basement in New Jersey. He has a breathing technique that I use, and that's the way I'll be able to hit these high notes and these long, powerful belting chords, so hopefully enjoy. Here's You'll Be Back.
You say the price of my love's not the price that you're willing to pay. You cry when you see in the new world and see as you see me go by. You say the price of my love's not the price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea which you heard when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da, da, da. And win the war for your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad, so don't throw away this thing we had. 'Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
With Jimmy Fallon. I love that. That was great, Jaden. Thank you so much for sending it to me. I appreciate it. Speaking of Jaden, Jaden told me that they were a Beach Boys fan when they were young. And I don't know if you've ever heard this Weird Al song, but it is, it's, I don't play it very often because I don't like guns. They don't make me happy. But since I'm playing a lot of tongue-in-cheek songs about America right now, I think this one is very appropriate. This is Weird Al Yankovic with Trigger Happy.
Trigger Happy. Trigger Happy.
Got an AK-47. Well, you know it makes me feel all right. Got an Uzi by my pillow. Helps me sleep a little better at night. There's no feeling any greater than to shoot first and ask questions later. Now I'm trigger happy every day. Well, you can't take my guns away, I got a constitutional right. Yeah, I gotta be ready if the commies attack us tonight. I'll blow their brains out with my Smith & Wesson. That oughta teach them all a darn good lesson. Now I'm
Traeger happy, Traeger happy every day.
Oh yeah, I'm
Traeger, Traeger happy. Yes, I'm Traeger, Traeger happy. Traeger, Traeger happy. Yes, I'm Traeger, Traeger happy. Traeger, Traeger happy. Yes, I'm Traeger, Traeger happy. Better watch out, punk, or I'm gonna have to blow you away. Oh, I accidentally shot Daddy last night in the den.
Shot Daddy in the den.
I mistook him in the dark for a drug-crazed Nazi again.
Drug-crazed Nazi again.
Now why'd you have to get so mad? It was just a lousy flesh wound, Dad. You know I'm Traeger happy every day.
Happy every day.
Oh, I still haven't figured out the safety on my rifle yet.
Bump, doo-wop, shoo-wop, wop, doo-wop.
Little Fluffy took a round, better take him to the vet.
Bump, doo-wop, shoo-wop, wop, doo-wop.
I fill that kitty cat so full of lead. We'll have to use him for a pencil instead. Well, I'm Traeger happy every day.
Oh yeah, I'm
Traeger, Traeger happy. Yes, I'm Traeger, Traeger happy. Traeger, Traeger happy. Yes, I'm Traeger, Traeger happy. Traeger, Traeger happy. Yes, I'm Traeger, Traeger happy. Better watch out, punk, or I'm gonna have to blow you away. Come on and grab your ammo. What have you got to lose? We'll get all liquored up and shoot at anything that moves. Got a brand new semi-automatic weapon with a laser sight.
Shoot to kill now, shoot to kill.
Oh, I'm praying somebody tries to break in here tonight.
Shoot to kill now, shoot to kill.
I always keep a magnum in my trunk. You better ask yourself that you feel lucky, punk. Because I'm Traeger happy every day.
You know, dogs are not the only ones that really dislike fireworks around the 4th of July. I am one of those people that gets really annoyed by all the noises, and I had to imbibe in various substances just so I could sort of filter them out, because they're annoying. I don't mind the fireworks that happen, you know, it's like a public viewing. You're all out in a field in your pickup truck with your kids, you know, Nathaniel and Superfly, and you're watching the fireworks go off, and it's a professional display of fireworks. I don't mind that so much, but what I don't like is when they're just set off all over my neighborhood, all around me. It sounds like a freaking war zone everywhere, and I just can't stand it. Anyway, my good friend John Clower, who does a show called The Fun Zone, or sorry, he does a show called The John Zone, which uses the Fun Zone theme song that I also use. Is very funny when I discovered his show, because I heard that song and then somebody else's voice, and I was like, what? Anyway, John Clower suggested that I play this song by Paul and Storm called Ten Finger Johnny, for all of you people out there who just love setting off fireworks.
Ten Finger Johnny on the first day of July. He loved the season's grand displays of fireworks in the sky. Way hey, tora lora lay. And so he drove across the state line to the fireworks stand. He came back with a string of firecrackers in his hand. He struck a match and lit them up, and everybody ran except for Johnny. Way, hey, boom, and up she goes. Six-finger Johnny on the 2nd of July, and his need for large explosions still had not run dry. Way, hey, tora, lora, lay. So he went walking down Main Street with two M-80s he had found, and set them off in the gazebo at the center of the town. And when the fuse began to sputter, no one stood around except for Johnny. Way, hey, boom, and up she goes. Three-fingered Johnny on the third day of July, jonesing for the ultimate in pyrotechnic highs. Way, hey, toora, loora, lay. He tied a brick of Johnny Reb's onto a model plane, and then he doused the whole shebang.